This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Living in the backcountry of Allegan County, sandhill cranes and wandering deer often hear Anne DeHoogh playing her flute by an open window. For many years, she was flutist for the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Now, her passion finds her working in a studio, creating jewelry with Michigan stones for her business, Almond Branch Designs. So, Anne, you're walking a rocky beach in Upper Peninsula, the shores of Lake Superior, which I love because the rocks are so wonderful, and a stone catches your eye, your imagination. What is it that captures your eye? Why do you pick up that stone?
It's usually color. Often color and texture, especially if I'm looking for agates, because agates have kind of a waxy look on the outside, and they can have pits. They're almost glassy looking.
Yeah.
Or I look for the banding that you find in agates.
Oh, okay.
If the stone is broken at all, you'll see the banding.
Okay.
So often, like reds and browns, and even gray. There's beautiful gray and white banded agates.
Do you go first to find that wonderful stone, or do you have a piece in your mind that it's like, oh, I want to create this necklace or this bracelet, and then you look for the stone? Or does it go both ways?
You know, the stone usually tells me what it wants to be. After I see it cut and polished, then that communicates what kind of thing it should be set into. I take a lot of cues from the material I'm working with.
So is it in the UP that you developed this interest, or how did this all start for you?
As a child, my dad was a rock hound, and I loved to spend time with my dad. I would spend a lot of time walking beaches with him. If we were camping in Upper Lower Peninsula, we've camped at Petoskey State Park in Charlevoix. And it's fun to look at stones on the beach, but my dad would look for quarries.
Oh, okay.
Often places where they were taking material out for construction.
Yeah.
I can remember a vague memory that we found a quarry where they were taking material out to build a highway.
Okay.
And we would take big buckets of water with us and find all kinds of Petoskey stones, because if you wet the stones, it's easier to see the fossilization in them.
Patterns and
yes.
colors, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we would spend hours doing that.
And then from that, to become a jeweler, there's a certain investment that you have to make, equipment, I imagine, in education. So take us through that journey of what happened next. How did you actually...
It's a long road, actually.
Yeah.
My oldest son was very fascinated with stones. I think he probably inherited that from my dad, maybe, or even from me. And I can remember taking him when he was a kid to the Rogers Plaza. I don't remember what it was called, the West Michigan Gem and Mineral Show, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Or the Grand Valley.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And he was fascinated by all the stones, so I would buy him little specimens, and he would come home with an egg carton full. We would go every year, and he had so many stones. And as he got older, he just continued to be interested in geology and ended up going to Michigan Tech for geological engineering. And when I visited him at Michigan Tech, he worked in the Seaman Mineral Museum.
Oh, okay.
As an on-campus job.
I've been there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's fascinating. I fell in love with all of the different specimens and where they came from. The more I learned about those specimens and their origins, I realized that Michigan was really unusual as far as its geology. So the vast array of stones that you can use in jewelry is all available if you know where to look.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked DeHoogh what drew her to making jewelry.
I've always been drawn to beautiful things and to color. Color has been very important to me. In fact, I even see, when I play my flute and I close my eyes, I see color. It just, to me, is a connection that's natural. And I think that we have a tendency to be drawn toward the things that God has given us gifts in. And I guess that's how it expresses itself in me.
With one of your favorite gems being greenstone, where do you find it? Tell me about those hunts. That's not usually on the beach, is it?
No, that is not on the beach. Greenstone is pretty elusive. It is most readily found on Isle Royal, but it is illegal to take greenstone from Isle Royal.
Ah.
Although you can find it in the water, I guess. But greenstone is formed any place copper is found. In fact, it gets its green color from copper.
Oh, so they're kind of side by side.
They are.
Oh.
They are. They crystallize out of basalt and the copper. And the places I've found greenstone has been on wonderful, adventurous hunts with my son up the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Oh,
well, he was a student at Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
And learned where all of these old mine sites were. And after he graduated, he and I did some exploring up there. And we went to the Cliff Mine, which is by the historic Cliff Village. And we also went to the Centennial Mine, which is farther north. It's not far from Lake Medora. He had a metal detector, and he went over the piles looking for copper, and I went over the piles looking for greenstone. And you can find it embedded in the basalt.
Ah.
So to get that out in order to make jewelry with it is quite a trick. But he's the one with the equipment, and he has been working on different ways to get it out of basalt, because basalt is very, very hard material, and greenstone is soft.
Yeah.
But it is just such fun to go out in the middle of nowhere and spend a day poking around.
Those mines up there are incredible. I've spent some time up there.
You have.
Yeah, it's an adventure.
It is.
So did you come back with some terrific finds?
Yes, we did. We did. In fact, some of it is still embedded in the basalt in his garage waiting to be done. But I have quite a few.
So they're large pieces?
No, greenstone is typically rather small. If you can find a piece larger than your thumbnail, you're doing pretty well.
And some of them did turn into jewelry at this point?
Yes, they did.
Are they on your website?
They are.
How long does it take to create one? Because this isn't something you can just churn out.
No, that's a very good question, because I usually have a half a dozen going at once.
Mm.
I would say probably 4 days, maybe.
Okay.
3 days, something like that.
Solid, long days.
Yeah, possibly. It just depends, because when I make the chain, I tumble it for 24 hours.
Ah, and, you know, that's why you'd work on several pieces at once.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a website. You sell in stores. Where can people find your work?
I'm represented by a gallery in Glen Arbor called Synchronicity Gallery of Michigan Art. And I have a website, annandehoog.com, A-N-N-D-E-H-O-O-G.com.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with jeweler Anne DeHoog. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. Join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.